You've seen this gesture, I'm sure. Especially if you watch sports at all, baseball, basketball, I think you see it in football. You see this gesture. And it's often done when something wrong happens. I think you've seen the Twins. If you watch Minnesota Twins baseball, you've probably seen this gesture a little bit too often lately. The Yankees would never do this because they're too arrogant and sure of themselves to do this kind of, they're savages. That's why they don't do this kind of thing. But this is the gesture. I'll do it for you. Don't worry. It's not a bad one. It's not that kind of gesture. But tell me if you know what this is. It's just like this. Yeah. What's that gesture? My fault. My bad. You know, it happens like, say a baseball player misses an easy catch, and they'll just look at other people like, you know, that's my bad. And everybody knows, of course, it's your bad. It's your fault. You're guilty for doing wrong on that play, which is why Yankees will never do that, because they never take the blame or fault for anything. But in this passage, in Acts chapter 2, Peter is laying out the guilt and the shame that sinners should have. And essentially what he's doing as a preacher is he's seeing people who are not doing this. And so he's doing it for them. He's not saying, that's on me. He's saying, that's on you. And the thing that he is laying before these people that are gathered before him in Jerusalem, thousands of people, is the death of Jesus. And he's going to build a case here for them and tell them exactly what they did wrong. And he's going to lay out the magnitude of their guilt, of what's on them. He starts by showing them that this man, Jesus, is something of a miracle worker. You've seen, he says, you've seen this man, Jesus of Nazareth, go around, do mighty and powerful works. He's done great deeds. He's done signs. He's done all these things. You've seen these things happen. But maybe what you didn't know or what you didn't realize is that God was doing these things through Jesus as a way of showing the credentials of Jesus. This is the Jesus you crucified and killed. But not only that, Peter tells him. This Jesus was spoken of in the Old Testament. Our great King David, one of the greatest figures in Israel's history, spoke about Jesus in the Psalms. In this passage, this sermon that Peter has, this fisherman quotes from Psalm 16, he quotes from Psalm 110, and he says, David wasn't talking about himself. David was talking about Jesus. David was telling us through the Holy Spirit that Jesus would not be left to death, that Jesus wouldn't see corruption, that Jesus would sit at the right hand of God the Father, that he would be elevated to a position that no one else is elevated to. This is the Jesus you crucified and killed, Peter tells the crowd. But then he gets to what is the worst news of all. It's terrible news for the people. He tells them, this Jesus God raised from the dead. Now, we're used to hearing that as good news, as the ultimate and the great good news. It's the Easter Sunday. That's why we meet on Sundays. The Reformers said that every Sunday is a little Easter, because we're celebrating the resurrected Jesus. But the resurrection is terrible news for sinners. The one we rejected, the one sinners crucified, the one sinners killed, is the one God raised from the dead, and that is bad news for us. Why? Because Peter tells us that in the resurrection, God proves something to sinners. He validates something for sinners. That in the resurrection, God shows us that the one we rejected, the one we crucified, the one we killed, is none other than the Son of God. Paul will talk about this in Romans, that the resurrection shows us, it proves to us that this Jesus of Nazareth is the Son of God. And so the bad news here, sinners, is that we crucified, we rejected, we killed the Son of God. And not only that, but Peter sums this up by saying that this Jesus, whom God raised from the dead, God has made both Lord and Christ, whom you crucified. You screwed up, is what Peter says. God has declared in the resurrection that this Jesus is the Son of God, that this Jesus is Lord, which is to say that He is God, that this Jesus is Christ or Messiah, which is to say that this is the one that the world has been waiting for, and you killed Him. This sermon that Peter has is all law. It's all conviction. It's all bad news for the people. And when they hear this sermon, Luke, the writer of Acts, will tell us that the people were cut to the heart, that it hurt them. Peter starts out by tapping their chest, saying, "This is on you." And it ends up where the people are beating their own, saying, "Yes, it is on me. I crucified, I rejected, I killed God's Son. It's a great big mea culpa. That's on me. My bad." There's worse news yet, though. This Jesus, who is resurrected and therefore is the Son of God, didn't just go to the cross for those sinners on that day there in Jerusalem, those couple thousand people. The Son of God dies for all sinners everywhere. Our sin, my sin that I commit daily, your sin that you commit daily, is a nail in the hands of Christ. We have all crucified Jesus. He is there. He dies for us. The death of Jesus, the Son of God, is on you. But of course, the resurrection is good news too. And Peter, in this sermon, outlines kind of a paradox, a weird thing that seems to almost contradict itself. We did kill Jesus. Our sin put Jesus to the cross. But Peter's also clear that it was all according to God's plan. That this is something that the Father predestined before the beginning of time. That looking forward into the future, God could see that His people would fall and be sinners and need some rescue. So God ordained it from the very beginning that this Son of His, Jesus, eternally begotten of the Father, would come to earth and would die a miserable, horrible, brutal, unjust death on the cross for us, and then that God would raise Him from the dead. This God does for us. Without the resurrection, Christ's death is just a tragic death. It's just a miracle worker, a good person, a holy man, a person who is compassionate for the needs of others. It's just a death. But with the resurrection, it is a saving grace. With the resurrection, sinners in faith become beneficiaries of what Jesus has done for us. The book of Hebrews tells us that only the resurrected one's death could destroy the one who has the power of death, which is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery to sin and death. The resurrection. On the third day he rose again. The resurrection is both terrible, awful news, and the best news you could ever receive. And it is all done for you.